This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've recently been looking at robot companions to humans, but now let's look at a kind of robot coworker. 12 schools around Europe are working on developing an exoskeleton for the workplace. Professor Darwin Caldwell at the Italian Institute of Technology has been working on the project. He says it's not about how a robotic suit would make you super strong. It's about helping you with endurance.
If you imagine painting above your head or holding a screwdriver or something above your head, it doesn't take a great deal of strength. But what would actually happen is after a few seconds, definitely after a few minutes, you start to become quite fatigued. And actually, in terms of health and safety, working with your arms above your heart can be quite difficult. So if you have an exoskeleton, it just means they fatigue less quickly.
So Michelangelo might have completed the Sistine Chapel much quicker had he had an exoskeleton.
It might have been much faster. Might not have been as pretty, but it might.
Now, is the idea here that we also, the way that these things work, we move a limb and the exoskeleton has sensors on it that recognize the intent of the physical motion and sort of follows that?
That's conceptually how it would work. That could even be an EMG measuring muscle activity. So if you feel a muscle twitch, then the EMG signal might send that signal to the exoskeleton and we respond. What we're talking about are robots that, instead of being in factories behind cages, are more likely to be close to people. The one thing we have to do is make sure that the robot is safe. One way to do that is to make them very small, very light.
And I would imagine also a kill switch, a very important addition to something like this.
Extremely. In many instances, what actually happens, particularly with the exoskeleton, while it's strong, it wouldn't be stronger than the person. So if it tried to put your arm behind your back, you could resist it.
Well, I like the idea of a robot that I can beat up if I have to. Professor Darwin Caldwell is at the Italian Institute of Technology. Professor Caldwell, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.